محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد brothers and sisters watching this program السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You're once again welcome onto our program Islam and the realities of life. Our topic of discussion today is going to center on the importance of hijab. Hijab is an injunction handed down to us through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allah says in Holy Quran chapter 33 verse 59 Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما This is like I have said, the Holy Quran, Surah number 33, Al-Ahzab, verse number 59. Translation, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O ye prophet, O ye this prophet, because an-nabi bil-alif wa-lam li-ta'arif, المعرفه قل لازواجك declare to your wives say to your wives لازواجك وبناتك and your daughters ونساء المؤمنين and the wives of the believing men you see the command was given to these three categories of women first ازواجك secondly بناتك thirdly نعم أزواج المؤمنين This is because, as we say, charity begins at home. And I am saying, should begin at home. Tell your wives, your daughters, and the wives of the believers, what is it to be said to them? يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا They should be well covered from the head to the toes. To your wives, your daughters, and the wives of the believers. Being wrapped up, being completely covered, you know, gives woman confidence. It gives her the enjoyment as a believer. It gives her sense of belonging. It gives her clear ID card, identity card of Iman. It makes her feel she is indeed a practicing and a practical Muslima and Mu'mina. It makes her really gives good training to the children under her and things like this. You see, there are many, many things, you see, to be said on issues like this. Hijab, as you have heard, and especially the ayah we have quoted so far, is of great importance. I was just reading through my email on the internet. I came across a message that one of the former Italian foreign ministers Romano refused to vote against hijab in Italy because he said the picture of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, whenever she appeared in her picture, she appeared in full cover. To imply what? To tell you it is something natural, something spontaneous, that even Mary, the mother of Jesus, used to appear wearing hijab. Now, going back to the ayah I have quoted. In addition to this ayah, there is another verse in the Holy Quran in chapter 24, verse number 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the believing women not to sort of expose their beauties unless to 12 categories of people. Read it with me. It is Surah An-Nur, وقل للمؤمنات يغضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن. Then Allah says ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا number one لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن. 10 11 أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال. 12 أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على أورات النساء وتوبوا إلى جنة. To the end of the ayah. Here Allah tells us the believing women should expose their beauties only to, number one, their husbands. It is only your husband you are expected to expose, to display, to show, to uncover, if you like it, your beauties. When I say beauties, things within you that can captivate people, that can draw their attentions. It's part of hijab. Even though hijab can be of two categories, there is inner hijab and outer hijab. Inner hijab, that is at-taqwa. Allah says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ in chapter 7. The clothes of God consciousness and piety, that is the best. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. So if somebody has the hijab in his heart, in his mind, meaning he has the fear of Allah, that he will never commit bad things, that is the hijab. The hijab in your heart shields you against committing zina, against stealing, against lying, against being arrogant, against being pompous, stone-headed, hydra-headed, whatever, against being a promise breaker, the like and the like and the like. That is hijab. And that is the best. Because there are some people, some women, wearing hijab, but they indeed abuse the hijab. We shall come to that. Yeah. We shall come to those women wearing hijab only to abuse it. Their punishment with Allah is very stern, very severe. But let me finish the ayah I have quoted. They should not expose their beauties but only to their husbands, number one. إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنْ بُعُول جمع بَعَل بَعَلُ means husband. إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنْ A woman can undress in the presence of her husband. He's a husband. They are legally, legitimately, licitly married. They are within the holy matrimony, as they call it. So a woman to expose any part of her body to her husband, that is allowed. That is number one. لِبَعُولَتِهِمْ Number two, أَوْ آبَائِهِمْ Or their aba, their fathers. If a woman did not or does not wear hijab, excuse me, in the presence of her husband, there is nothing wrong in that. Because the Quran is clear. I am just quoting verse number 31, chapter number 24. إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِمْ أَوْ آبَائِهِمْ Number three, أَوْ آبَائِ بُعُولَتِهِمْ Or the fathers of their husbands. Because the father of your husband, my sister, is your father. The father of your husband is technically and conventionally your father. He cannot marry you. Because the list of women never to be married is mentioned in chapter 21, chapter 4, verses 21, 22, 23, and the like. Amongst the women, Allah says, وَحَلَائِلْ أَبْنَائِكُمْ The wives of your children, your sons, cannot be married by you. So this tells you the father of your husband, there is nothing wrong in you exposing your beauties in his presence. Of course, the inner beauty is only exclusive for the husband. So illa li bu'ulatihin aw aba'ihin aw aba'i bu'ulatihin. Number four, aw ikhwanihin. Ikhwan, the plural of akh, your brother, same father, same mother, or only half brother, as they say, same father only, or same mother only. These are your brothers. You can display your beauties in their presence. If you remove your hijab in the presence of these four categories, out of 12 we are enumerating, it is not haram. بُؤُلَتِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِ بُؤُلَتِهِنْ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنْ بِنْ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنْ. That is number six. The children, male, of your brother. Your brother has a son. That son is indeed your son. Removing hijab in his presence is not haram, because you are his what? Mother. Aw bani akhawatihin. That's number six. Or the daughters or the sons of their sisters. بُؤُلَتِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِ أُولَتِهِنْ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنْ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنْ أَوْ بَنِي أَخَوَاتِهِنْ. Six. If your sister has a son, that son is as good as being your son. You remove hijab in his presence, it's okay. Number seven. أَوْ نِسَائِهِنْ. Or the assembly of women. If a woman removes her hijab in the congregation of her fellow sisters, it's okay. That is awnisa'ihin. In any meeting where the meeting is attended exclusively by the women, if a sister removes her hijab or niqab in their presence, that is not wrong. Unless if the meeting has been called and convened in order to give support to morally bankrupt behaviors. In that case, it has to be worn. That is number seven. أَوْ نِسَائِهِنْ لِبُؤُولَتِهِنْ. I'm only repeating for you to remember. لِبُؤُولَتِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِهِنْ أَوْ أَبَائِ بُؤُولَتِهِنْ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنْ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنْ أَوْ نِسَائِهِنْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُنْ. That is the next person. The servants, the slaves that their right hand possess. A woman can remove her hijab in the presence of a person believed to be her slave. Well, in that case, when slavery was in practice. But today, do we look at a house boy in this category? The answer is no. You do not equate the slave in this ayah to today's houseboy. The houseboy can be one baligh, fully grown adult, who has been eating and drinking. And you bring into the house, you remove your... No, that is bad. Or your personal driver, because some, mashallah, have money. They can employ driver for the children, driver for the wives, driver even for the cat. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Okay, in that case, it is even haram for any private driver. Driver is a family driver to take you, to drive you from say Kano to Kaduna, Sokoto, Maiduguri. You alone. Only you and the driver. That is, that should be hijab between you and such a driver. So, awwalaka imanuhun. The next person, أَوِ التَّابِعِينَ غَيْرِ أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. Old persons, old people, somebody of age, 70, 80, 90, is gone. So there is no harm if such a man, an old man, comes and you remove your hijab in his presence. But mark you, be careful. There is one old man that the houseman calls Sohon Najadu. So be careful with Sohon Najadu. He can be an old man, but he is given to satanic practices. He is old, but his mind hinges on bad behaviors like this. So, if he's an old man, that is the meaning of أَوِ التَّابِعِينَ غَيْرِ أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ. They don't have irba. Irba means the inclination towards women. On account of his old age, he is no longer having any interest. But at the same time, be careful. The last out of the list, which is the 12th, is what? أَوِ الطِّفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَىٰ أَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ. Or little children, small children, minor, that do not even know what womanhood means. But today, children have been exposed and are being exposed, have been mentally bombarded and been bombarded with films they see on the screen, women exposing their part of the body as newscasters, and they watch them. Slowly but surely, this has been making some negative impact on the mental faculties of our children. But the Quran says, أَوِ الطِّفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَىٰ أَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ. The children that do not even know what is al-awra. Now you can see, these are the categories mentioned. That one, a believer, can remove her hijab in their presence. This tells you about the beauty of hijab. Because number one, if a woman wears hijab, like I told you earlier, that gives her confidence. But if she has the iman, she has the confidence. This reminds me of a story. Some 10 years back, I was in a village of River State. The name of the village is called Ogbakiri. When you leave Port Harcourt, Choba, on your way to Ogili, going to Delta State, we went there for a preaching kind of mission. In the village, the wife of the paramount chief, Alhaji Yakubu Asuru, may Allah bless him, because he has been a Muslim now, alhamdulillah. But we went to the village for a preaching caravan, if you like it, from Port Harcourt. As we reached the village, the wife of the chief was wearing hijab. I said, so I was, my attention was drawn to her. I said, madam, you have not entered Islam yet, and you're wearing hijab. She said, yes, my brother. I went to a meeting in Lagos more than 10 years back. She said, we accompanied the wife of the first lady of River State Bank. As the lady in her entourage, we went to Lagos, I saw many, many women that came to the meeting. One program called Better Life for All Women in those days. Better Life. As we reached the venue for the meeting, I saw women, some with this kind of wearing, this kind of hijab. This hijab you see me, I saw some two women from Bauchi. And to her surprise, all the women without cover had their hands shaking. Men took their hand and shook. She said, but only these two men, when anybody came to them wanting to go and say good morning, without giving them hand. She said, and I understand that it was because of what they were wearing that gave them this honor. Nobody dared shook their hand. They only said, hello, good morning. She said, then I understood it is very important to wear this book. It gives you honor. I don't know if it has been clear to you. So it gives you confidence. It gives you honor. It brings you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It infuriates. It angers Satan, your enemy. And Satan or the devil or the evil one is your enemy. Allah says in chapter number 35, verse 6, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْءُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ. Satan indeed is your enemy. Treat him as your enemy because he invites his people to the hellfire. In the same manner, In Quran 36:36, Allah says, Alam a'ad ilaykum, Alam a'ad ilaykum, Ya bani Adam, Alla ta'budu shaytan. Innahu lakum adu mubin. Wa ani'buduni hadha siratun mustaqim. Wa laqad adalla minkum jibillan o jubulan in one qira'ah. Kathira. Afalam takunu ta'aqilun. So wearing hijab makes you confident. It has been recorded. Nudity, exposing beauties, has been accounting for the constant cases of rape in the countries claiming to be what advanced. In America alone, statistically, 1 million child is born out of marriage yearly. 1 million child is born out of it. Even though statistic can be fluctuating, can be up and what down, but according to one research, 1 million child is born out of marriage. Wonderful. And nudity, exposing beauty, tantalizing part of the body, has been accounting for the lion's share of the causative agent of sexual irresponsibility in societies. Now, tell me, my sister, you are a Muslim bag and baggage, born of Muslim parental background. Your father a Muslim, your grandfather is a Muslim, your mother, maternally and paternally, Muslim bag and baggage. What is beautiful in exposing their beauty? But you go to our campuses today. In a lecture I delivered some years back at Faculty of Engineering in Samaru, ABU, I'm giving you instances because preaching should go with giving practical examples. As I was going to the lecture hall, two girls were coming. Their appearance will only tell you of a non-Muslim children. Simple. But as I passed by, I heard them speaking Hausa. That reminds you of the proverbial Jakin Kano. Speaking good Hausa, impeccable Hausa, that reminds you of the proverbial Jakin Kano. As I finished my lecture, I was narrating this story. One of the students said, well, Malan, this is a common practice here in the school, on the campus. Now, one told me, I saw a similar scene, a girl in the similar appearance, but a Muslim. I heard her telling her sister in Hausa, "Bani Sallah Batukun." So the boy said, So you are a Muslim. Look at where you appear. She said to him in Hausa, "Sekaimu Wanka Tukun." Meaning, so you are saying not a Muslim? Okay, go and bathe me to become a Muslim. He said, "No, sorry. I didn't say it to humiliate you, but look at the way you appear. You look like a Muslim. Maybe when you are leaving the houses of your parent, you are in your hijab. When you reach the campus, you remove the hijab and you put on these nasty things. If your father should see you, he will have really treated you accordingly." The point is, hijabs gives you proper place in the house of Islam. It makes you obey Allah. Obey the Prophet, gives you confidence. I'm only repeating. It gives you honor. It gives you confidence. It gives you sense of belonging. In case you are traveling in a car, in a bus, not your own, a commercial vehicle, you appear like a kafira, and unfortunately there's an accident, you die. People will not pray on your dead body because of the identity cut on you. Your chest exposed. All right. Your legs exposed. You have been rebelled against Allah. And now you have died. You have been taken to your Creator. To tell Him what? Inshallah, on the next expose, next Inshallah episode, we are going to treat the sin against those abusing the hijab. Because somebody will say, okay, you're talking about hijab, but how many women wear it and they go and do things that are rascalizing, hooliganizing? Yes, we have to something that And if somebody has done something wrong, that does not give you justification to leave what Allah tells you to do. Until that time, same station, remain blessed. From this mosque, with the Sahaba, I, the presenter, on behalf of my cameraman and the producers, via the station into your Kano, saying to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah accept our Tasu'a and Ashura fastings. In the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon his